And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 21st. This week in 1952, Jerry Lee Lewis married his first wife at the age of 17. In 1964, Elvis Presley's movie Kissin' Cousins had a sneak preview in North Long Beach, California, and it opened just 6 weeks later across the country in the United States. The very last 10 years after concert happened in London, England this week in 1974. The Beatles formed their Northern Music Publishing Company, later owned by Michael Jackson. The Alan Freed movie, The Big Beat with Fats Domino, The Diamonds and the Dell Vikings debuted in Detroit, Michigan this week in 1958. In 1977, a federal jury ruled that the Isley Brothers' recording of It's Your Thing happened after they left Motown Records, and the label was not entitled to any royalties. This week in 1978, the Police signed with A&M Records. Sir Elton John was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in England at Buckingham Palace this week in 1998. Some Lifetime Achievement Awards at the Grammys. Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and B.B. King in 1987. James Brown in 1992. Bo Diddley and Roy Orbison in 1998. Chuck Berry in 1985, and Little Richard in 1993. Filming began this week on the second movie by the Beatles, Help, in 1965. The first U.S. single released by the Beatles was Please Please Me, and the flip side, Ask Me Why. It was on Chicago Records, the Chicago record label, VJ. Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel, which became his very first million-selling record, debuted this week on the Billboard charts in 1956. The Miracles made their first appearance on American Bandstand. In 1977, Keith Richards was arrested in Toronto, Ontario, for possession of heroin. In the studio, the Beach Boys recorded Help Me Rhonda in 65. Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded the hit version of That'll Be the Day in 1957. And Al Hurt recorded Java this week in 1992. Birthdays. Oliver, born in 1945. Bobby Hendricks is turning 83 this week. George Harrison, born 1943. Joni Summers is turning 80. Rupert Holmes, a member of the Street People and later has a solo career, he's having a birthday and turning 74. Fats Domino, born in 1928. Mitch Ryder is 76. Johnny Cash, born in 1932. Guy Mitchell, born in 1927. And Norman Hurricane Smith, the incredible recording engineer who did all the engineering on the very early Beatles records and who also had a big novelty hit record, Oh Babe, What Would You Say? He's having a birthday, born this week in 1923. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 21st. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.